This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. If justices on the U.S. Supreme Court overturn the decision in Roe v. Wade, abortion will still be legal in Colorado. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Colorado has virtually no restrictions on the procedure and is one of only a handful of states that allow it at any stage of pregnancy. However, if the federal right to an abortion is overturned, most neighboring states, like Utah and Oklahoma, are likely to ban it. And providers expect to see an influx of women seeking abortions should Colorado become a regional hub for reproductive health care. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Responding to the possibility of overturning Roe v. Wade, Colorado Republican Representative Doug Lamborn said a leaked Supreme Court draft decision shows courage and integrity and said he hoped the court does overturn the decision. Democrat Diana DeGette said reversing Roe would deal a shattering blow to abortion care access in the U.S. There is more reaction to the leaked Roe v. Wade decision at CPR.org and what could happen in Colorado if the decision is overturned. Colorado's positive test rate for COVID-19 is above 6%, the highest since the middle of February. That indicates rising COVID transmission in the state. The number of people in the hospital rose above 100 last week. That's the highest in a month. The Colorado Avalanche begin the NHL playoffs against Nashville tonight in Denver. It's the first game in the first round of postseason hockey. Colorado is favored to win. They're coming off a great regular season where the Avs won their most games ever in franchise history. This is CPR News and KRCC.